This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Prosecutors in the Derek Chauvin trial acknowledged how the murder of George Floyd at the hands of the former Minneapolis police officer triggered a worldwide movement and raised awareness. But as AP's Jackie Quinn reports, there are those who say there's still more work that needs to be done.
After former officer Derek Chauvin was found guilty,
we are able to breathe again.
George Floyd's brother, Philonis Floyd, outside the courthouse, says this black man's killing was different than others because it was caught on camera. Other family members celebrated in Houston, as heard on KTRK-TV. Back in Minneapolis, the Reverend Al Sharpton says there's more work to do.
We still have cases to fight, but this gives us the energy to fight on.
At George Floyd Square in Minneapolis, as images of Derek Chauvin being handcuffed and led away played out on TVs, President Biden addressed the historic case.
It was a murder in the full light of day, and it ripped the blinders off.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
There's still lots of mystery surrounding the death of Chad's president, Idris Debietno. The military says only that he was killed while battling rebels in the north, but the circumstances of his death remain murky. He ruled Chad for more than 30 years and became an important ally to Western nations in the fight against Islamic extremism in Africa. He was 68. The military announcement came hours after he had been declared the winner of an election that would have given him another 6 years in power. His son was quickly appointed to lead a transitional role. This is VOA News. Europe's drug regulator said Tuesday that it had found a possible link between Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine and rare blood clotting issues in adults who had received the shot in the United States. The European Medicines Agency said its safety committee concluded that a warning about unusual blood clots with low blood platelets should be added to the vaccine's labels. The EMA found that all instances had occurred in adults under the age of 60, mostly women, within 3 weeks of vaccination, adding that all available evidence, including 8 reports of cases in the United States, were part of its assessment. It also said that most clots had occurred in the brain and abdomen, similar to AstraZeneca's vaccine, and reiterated that the vaccine's overall benefits outweigh the risks. Israel is planning a second round of COVID-19 vaccinations in 6 months' time, by which point it expects children to be approved by health regulators to receive jabs. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said this on Tuesday. Around 81% of Israel's citizens or residents over 16, the age group eligible for the Pfizer vaccine in Israel, have received both doses and one of the world's fastest rollouts. Israel has said its plans to administer vaccines to 12 to 15-year-olds upon approval by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Pfizer and its partner BioNTech requested the emergency FDA authorization earlier this month for use in that age group. New Zealand will consolidate its fragmented healthcare system into a national service similar to the one revered by many in Britain. New Zealand's government-run system is currently divided into 20 district health boards, each with their own budget. The governor of the U.S. state of Arizona is now sending National Guard troops to the southern border. AP correspondent Mike Rossi explains why.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is deploying 250 National Guard troops to the state's southern border with Mexico. Ducey, a Republican, has been critical of President Joe Biden's immigration policies. According to Ducey's announcement, Guard members will help with medical operations at detention centers, install and maintain border cameras, and analyze satellite imagery for current smuggling trends. Last month, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who is also a Republican, sent about 500 members of his state's National Guard to the border. I'm Mike Gracia.
There is more available at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.